Good morning. It's time now for Radio Cayman's 8 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin. Estimates from the Labour Force Survey Fall 2018 show the unemployment rate at 3.0%. Details from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
According to the report published by the Economics and Statistics Office, the unemployment rate was lower when compared to the employment rates in spring 2018, but higher than those in fall 2018. The fall in the unemployment rate occurred amidst a rise in the total labor force by more than 7% to reach just over 47,600 people. The employed labor force was estimated at 46,215 people, an increase of 8.2% compared to spring 2019. The unemployed labor force was estimated at 1,407 people. Employed Caymanians was at 20,474, reflecting a growth rate of 3.2% over the spring 2018 estimate. The number of unemployed Caymanians fell by 7.2% to settle at 1,038, resulting in an unemployment rate of 4.8%. The unemployment rate among non-Caymanians was unchanged from 1.3% in June 2018, while among permanent residents with rights to work, the unemployment rate fell from 2.9% to 2%. The labor force survey also presents the population estimates of the island as of June 2019. This grew by 5.7% from June 2018 to reach 68,076. Caymanian population rose by 2.4%. PR population reached 6,653%. The non-Caymanian population is estimated at just over 24,000, a growth of 9.4% relative to the estimated population as of June 2018. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In his contribution to the debate in the Legislative Assembly on Thursday, Northside MLA Ezard Miller criticized government's plans to expand the healthcare facilities in the eastern districts.
We don't need inpatient facilities. That's the costly part of healthcare. In eastern districts, we need preventative care, we need primary care, and we need care for our elderly.
Mr. Miller says the needs are less about buildings and more about staffing and services. The Cayman Islands tourism industry has reached a new milestone, with the three islands accumulating a total of 7,027 rooms. Grand Cayman has 6,646, Cayman Brac has 220, and Little Cayman has 161. Department of Tourism Director Rosa Harris calls the rise in rooms significant and credits the steady increase of air travel.
Our airlift has grown between 5 and 6%, and this particular milestone, along with our increased airlift, will guarantee our stayover visitation growth. The sustainable aspect of it, if we continue to add properties to the pool and have consistent, hassle-free direct lift, guests have many options of places to stay.
Cayman has attracted companies such as Airbnb, and with their added business, the islands provide greater variety, with more residents taking part in the accommodation industry. As of October 31st this year, there are 799 licensed properties representing 9,958 beds.
We now have a stronger presence with Airbnb and VRBO as a home share platforms, and we've been able to provide educational forums, just information on the hotel licensing process, how we can make it easier for those to go through the process and understanding what is required.
In the past 3 years, the Cayman Islands has seen the addition of over 1,000 new rooms. In regional news, thousands of people backed by a broad coalition, mainly evangelical churches, marched through the streets of the Vincentian capital, Kingstown, on Thursday to protest against a push to have the sodomy laws there repealed. Carib Updates, Wendy Chateau reports.
A lawyer representing the Christian Coalition SVG says the legal challenge to the buggery and gross indecency laws is the first step in the LGBTQ agenda, which also includes a same-sex marriage, the promotion of transgenderism, and an assault on Christian beliefs about sexual relations. Mandela Peters made the point at a rally in Kingstown held by the Christian Coalition SVG, a group of 10 churches that wants the court to allow them to join the government in resisting a challenge to the country's buggery and gross indecency laws. Two gay Vincentians Sean McLeish, 53, and Javin Johnson, 22, who live in the United States and the United Kingdom respectively, have launched legal challenges to the relevant laws, asserting that these laws strip them of their dignity and autonomy. But Peter said that the legal challenge is not only about the buggery law.
We want this nation to come back to God, so we're making a righteous stand, because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
She argued that the state has a place in regulating behavior, even among consenting adults, in their privacy.
And with a look at news from around the world,
state media in North Korea has launched a ferocious attack on the American presidential hopeful Joe Biden. The official news agency called the former vice president a rabid dog that needed to be beaten to death with a stick before it was too late. It also said Mr. Biden was showing signs of the final stages of dementia. Mr. Biden has been critical of President Trump's foreign policy, accusing him of coddling murderous dictators.
That'll do it for Radio K-Man's Morning News. I'm Dion Anglin.